This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tomisms, getting rid of a body, and Kenny Tarmack. It's on the way right after this.
This is Rock Roadie, Ian St. Ian, host of the syndicated show Rock Minute. But today, I'm not here to interview a famous rock star. Oh. I'm here to tell you about a very serious disease that has been long overlooked in the media, but affects the lives of thousands. Most people are familiar with obsessive compulsive disorder, commonly called OCD, where victims often have repetitive behaviors that they feel compelled to perform over and over. Mm-hmm. But not many have heard of a similar disorder that wreaks havoc on those afflicted. Just listen to this suffering individual.
It's horrible. It comes on at the most embarrassing times. I'll be standing in line at the bank and suddenly... And just like that, everyone's staring and pointing at me.
Oh, this poor bastard is one of the many victims of OCDC. With no warning, these people begin singing, playing air guitar, and screaming various AC/DC songs. Yeah. There's no known cure and no known cause.
Once it happened in the middle of a funeral. The widow mentioned how handsome her husband looked in his black suit, and I jumped on the casket, threw my fist in the air, and screamed, people thought I was being disrespectful, but I can't help it.
No.
By the time they pulled me down and dragged me out of there, I was belting out, I'm on a highway to hell! I don't want to be this way.
These folks are helpless, and they can't stop the rock. OCDC can affect anyone, anywhere. It destroys relationships, causes legal problems, and often ends careers.
Oh. I was a successful television broadcaster for years, until that horrible day when I had to do a live break-in to cover a huge earthquake. Right in the middle, I stood up, grabbed my microphone, and pointed to the camera and belted out, "You shook me all night long!" I was fired immediately and couldn't get another TV gig. Oh. Unless you count YouTube. I'm a really big hit on YouTube. I don't make a dime off of YouTube. And money talks!
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
OCDC victims say that the only place they feel safe is at an actual AC/DC concert.
Sure.
However, even then, they often get harassed by regular fans for singing the wrong song at the wrong time.
Oh. Oh, man, I was at a show, and they were doing the quiet beginning of Hell's Bells with the guitar and bell ringing.
Yeah.
And I'm standing on my seat doing the loudest version of Dirty Deeds, Dirt Cheap, that anyone's ever heard. I got my ass kicked good that night. Felt like I was hit with some TNT. Dynamite. Yeah.
Please do what you can to help the OCDC Foundation. Dirty Deeds might come dirt cheap, but medical research don't. So give what you can. And hey, piss off. You're done. Bloody hell. We're recording in here, you wanker.
Way to hell!
Now,
and more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Good morning, all you knuckleheads. I listen or watch to the show every day.
Well, thank you.
On the app or the YouTube.
We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Since the first show of the new year, 2023, I've been noting Tom's pretentious statements.
What, did you quit your job?
And by the way, I'm Mark, and yes, I'm from Saginaw, Michigan.
Ah.
Okay, here we go. There are 14 pretentious statements, Tom.
Go ahead.
I saw Eli Manning while skiing over Christmas break. The house someone is allowing me to stay in is poorly built.
That's false, I never said that.
You can...
You're just a liar at this point.
You can see into the parlor bathroom in reference to a drowned squirrel he had to fish out of a toilet.
Parlor bathroom. Right.
I never tried a Pop-Tart.
You never had a Pop-Tart.
They don't appeal to me. They look awful.
Oh, they're so good.
Even when you were a kid?
And speaking of that, when I turned a certain age, I had to sit for an oil portrait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In regards to how often sheets are washed, I have no idea. Not my area. In the house I'm building, I could get them installed. He's referring to a shower head new to him, but aware to everyone else. I was in a meeting with high-level alcohol executives, and they knew all the demographics of all the sales.
You were at that meeting, were you?
I don't think I was.
You were, Christian.
I was.
It wasn't a matter of it was fascinating that these people knew their business so well. You could say, hey, this county in whatever, California, and they'd go, yeah, they drink this wine, this beer. It's fascinating stuff. It wasn't a matter of being pretentious. It was
at some
paying
point,
attention.
At some point, you said to Al Jackson, is it like when you're skiing and they pull your tag because you're being dangerous? In regards to Josh's 7th anniversary on the show, I can call... the penny farthing guy.
I know. That one was crazy.
I know, in town.
That was crazy.
Well, Josh wants to ride a penny farthing, which is that old-timey bicycle with the big wheel in the front. And we're discouraging this because Josh would fall and break his neck.
I will absolutely.
I see, Josh.
And I said, if you're going to do it, we're going to need a crane.
Sure.
Because, now just follow me here on this. I'm not trying to be mean.
Crane. No,
we could put Josh in a
harness.
You don't
have to try.
In a harness, and so that if he were to fall, he would dangle, the crane would hold him up.
Yeah, what let's if do that.
Instead of a crane, we used like a series of balloons.
Oh. Complicated, but great idea.
Like up?
Like weather. So the crane has to follow him and the bike around?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's gonna cost a little bit, sure.
How about like a bungee cord from, do it indoors from the ceiling? And he could go around in a circle.
Yeah, but you have to have the ability to shorten the cord depending on how far he...
Wouldn't you rather him save the money and just give it to you?
Yeah. Yes. I didn't consider that.
For the employee. But then there's no chance of him breaking his neck.
My stove has a column next to it that a spice rack slides out of.
Yeah. Now, see,
I want one of those.
In my defense...
I do, too. I wish I had one of those.
This is my old house... that I just moved out of when that house was built in 1932, and I had it redone and took 2 years, but I didn't realize that when they did the kitchen, I'd been living there for 6 months before I noticed it. Someone else walked up and they yanked on this, it looked like a banister thing, and they yanked on it and out came two spice racks. It was amazing.
How about that?
How many times have you driven back to the old house?
Just the once.
Yeah.
Had to pick up a...
No, by mistake. Mail.
Oh, that's a fair question.
Started heading home and went, oh, I don't live there anymore.
No, I can't do it anymore because they've shut all the exits.
Oh.
Well, that was convenient.
Need to move here. It's great. They have a freeway that no one can get on.
When you're flying behind a boat on a kite in the Bahamas, it gets very quiet up there.
Fascinating. It was a parasail, actually.
Yes. You're the one who couldn't think of it.
I couldn't think of the name of it. It's not a kite. It's a parasail.
I met a guy who runs a surfing school in Costa Rica.
I would have done that. I think we immediately burst into laughter.
Yeah.
I did. I was renting a car, and the guy was... He said he was from Costa Rica. We got talking.
Hopefully,
Was he working behind the counter?
Hopefully, this will be our family trip next summer.
Yeah, so, I want to do that.
Sorry, Willie.
There's a couple of surfing camps.
Have you ever surfed?
Yeah, in Miami when I was a kid.
Hmm. All right.
Fun?
Yeah, you bet. I was never very good at it, but get like a big longboard, paddle like hell, stand up a little bit. Real fun. Yeah.
Cool.
And the final pretentious statement so far in the year 2023, as kept track of by Mark from Saginaw, I helped a friend move. He had one of those antique barber chairs. It weighed a ton.
What's pretentious about that?
I have no doubt.
Well, it's just kind of weird.
Chair. It's pretentious.
It's kind of a frat boy thing this guy had.
Expensive.
And an indoor basketball hoop.
No. We were moving out of the ghetto.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, do you remember when you stayed in an Airbnb and there was a gynecological table there?
Yep. There was a whole, like, it was a medical, almost a mini medical
that's a good
museum.
Sign.
Yeah.
Was Boy. There a...
It had all kinds of stuff.
A morgue?
No. This was in the Hudson Valley,
well, we,
in New York.
We hope you enjoy your stay. I'm sure you'll have a lovely time. By the way, H.H. Holmes owned this place. Bye!
Bye!
We did a promotion once where a guy showed up with a pickup truck with a gynecological table in the back.
Oh, no.
Yep. It was a long story. We were
throwing Didn't he have out. A sign? Boy. Walk-ins, welcome?
Yeah. Just driving that is actionable now, I think.
Oh, in defense of this house, I think it was the first gynecological table. It was really...
I remember you showed us a picture.
Yeah, weird looking.
Antique, was it?
Yeah.
Well, it was wild. Like,
I assume the principle is relatively the same. I would...
Well, of course.
Was it like for charcuterie or something? Or
And of course, they called it a hysteria prevention table back then.
Yes. I saw the movie.
Yeah, they'd heat up the tongs with a charcoal fire like a blacksmith.
Get a knife and red.
No. About to shoe a horse. Yeah. Wait a minute, they're a little hot. You want to get those, you've got to get those tongs a little bit cooler.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmac.
Kenny.
Hey. Hey, Shooter, we just landed. I'm at ATL. Just got in from ORD through MCO after a quick touch-and-go at DFW. I had to call you guys today. Man, the TV in the Sky Club has been nonstop with this news story about that guy in Massachusetts who got arrested for his wife's murder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, she disappeared on Christmas. Then the cops search his computer. Turns out this Zone 4 mongrel Googled stuff like, can baby powder cover the smell of a dead body?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And is a hacksaw best for cutting through dense bone? I know. I told Tobik, I said, he basically Googled everything except, how do I clear my search history? I know. How do you just hand over your laptop without doing that first? I mean, in the words of Hall and Oates, no can do, cowboy. Am I right?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, whether you're looking up big, heavy gnats like my boy Willie or you're Josh playing cuck goose, you might want to cover those tracks.
Yeah.
That's why this million miler has a burner phone and a burner laptop.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, one for work and one for the river when I'm done with it. Yeah, that one's registered to Carlos Danger. Anything goes wrong, it's on standby for life. I'm only out $200 in hardware, $95 in CompuServe, and 3 more payments to Verbal Advantage. Hang tight, I almost forgot. It's Monday, and I got to update my voicemail greeting on the flagship phone. Just a sec.
Okay, go ahead.
I got this down. Just a sec. Hi, you've reached the voicemail box of Ken Tarmac. Today is Monday. And while that might mean the start of the work week for you, it's simply a continuation of service after the sale for me. So at the tone, leave your name, number, and please repeat the numbers. I travel quite often. And if I'm in flight, oh, crap, I forgot to close my laptop. Where's the volume on this thing? What in the name of that bastard is going on? Great. Now, on this Concourse B, knows I'm in the horny sky hack for. Could hear it down the whole jet bridge. Bob and Tom, let's reload for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a pink tag.
Bye, Kenny.
I need a pink tag. Pink tag?
Thanks, Kenny.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah,
Kenny Tarmac needs a better travel agent. Mm-hmm. He's got to get some direct flights sometime.
Well, he likes the miles, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's banking those miles.
Okay. Yeah, did you read about this guy?
This guy in Massachusetts, his wife disappeared on New Year's Day. Yeah, I read about it. This was the best part, too. Instead of doing it on, and I don't want to ruin Kenny's thing, but he used his son's iPad to look up all this stuff.
Yeah, that'll hide it. Yeah.
Like the cops aren't going to look there.
God, what a
Come
bummer.
On.
Such a bummer.
Oh, he's so creepy.
Yeah.
Take him out.
Well.
Now, I have a really dumb question.
What?
If you Google that, will you get the answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
So what's it?
And probably a YouTube video.
Well, you know, they think that her remains have been incinerated. That he dumped them in the trash bin, and that particular bin had already gone to the dump or whatever and had been incinerated. Mm. So, yeah.
So you're trying to get rid of a body.
Yeah, well, that's the way to do it.
Be sure to hit that like button and subscribe.
Yeah. But it's kind of frustrating. It's like when you look up a recipe online, they don't just get to it immediately. It's like getting rid of a body reminds me of when I got rid of my first body.
Yeah, a lot of hair in this thumbnail.
Now, why do you have to have the story? I did that the other weekend.
By the way, that is an absolute fact.
Right.
You're in a hurry. You're trying not to burn the turkey, and all of a sudden you have to have the history of feathers.
My grandmother
chapter
used to
one.
Waste
Wait
it
a minute.
I don't care.
It's boring, but truly the reason is the website gets more money. Whatever. The longer you look at it, the more you scroll, the more you click.
Oh, I see.
So that's why it's step two. You have to click here to get to the actual recipe. Things like that.
And I have an idea for when I had to spend a little bit of time at a medical clinic the other day doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sort of stuck in front of a TV for a long time. And it was on HGTV.
Yes.
Have they just given up? Should they just do a show where they have super hot women and attractive men doing stuff with tools and just say, no, it's
you
time
don't,
for
you haven't obviously
Bikini Sawhorse, whatever.
Oh, well, Bikini Sawhorse is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
The pilot was shaky, but I think they'll find their footing. It'll be all right.
Just saying. Did we have one more sports story?
No, we did not.
Okay. Well, you want to review your NFL thing one more time real quick?
Yeah. Right after I play the Bengals fight song.
Play the second verse where Paul Brown sings about screwing Art Modell.
Cincinnati Bengals travel to Kansas City Chiefs this weekend for the AFC Championship, and the San Francisco 49ers visit the Philadelphia Eagles at the Link.
Couple of good games.
That's
huh?
the tougher one to call, don't you think?
Couple of great games.
Because the Bengals are going all the way. That's clear.
Eagles and Eagles and the Niners, the 49s.
And what, a game start Saturday at noon?
Three. First one's 3, second one's 6:30.
They're both Sundays, that
all Eastern, yes.
All on Sunday.
So noon Pacific is what I was talking about. Sorry.
Well,
is that right?
Are you going to be in California?
Oh, I'm on LA time. Oh.
Well, that's good, because since you're going to be moving there after you're fired, it'll be handy.
All right, well. Yes, I look forward to
as a matter of fact, just take
mopping up a porn warehouse.
Yes. Also, if you keep treating Josh like this, I'm sure his writing packet is ready to go.
Did I ever tell you my LA porn story?
I don't think you have. I feel like I would have heard it.
Yeah, and thank you for not saying porno. How nice of you.
This is true. Let's see. How do I tell the story? We were at a meeting in Los Angeles.
Well.
With a...
That's not any meeting. It's a Los Angeles meeting.
And it was a radio thing. But the point of the story is this guy was telling us that he was watching television and wasn't really paying attention. And he had explained to his wife that they had to move a bunch of radio stuff, and they had to move it to a place because the computers generated a lot of heat. They had to find a place that they could that could be refrigerated.
Gotcha. So all this equipment needs to go.
Yeah, it has to be in a space. So anyway, to make a long story short, his wife said to him, "Hey, honey, look at this. It was a bust of a porno warehouse." Back in the days of all of the VHS tape and stuff, and the cops were hauling out all these tapes, and the stand-up guy on the ground for the news is going, and this refrigerated building, the fourth floor of a high-rise in Los Angeles, blah, blah, blah. And they're going, wait a minute, that's exactly what we need. And Whoa. They actually ended up renting that space where the porn company had been evicted because they found a place that was refrigerator for all their computers.
That's serendipitous.
So that's where porno meets radio, with the exception of this show last break where Josh pornographically referenced Christy Lee.
I was
That was an hour ago, and it was all right.
And let her know, hey, tuck that away.
Thank you, Josh.
I don't have to talk. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's astronaut Edwin Buzz Aldrin, married his longtime love on his 93rd birthday.
His real name is Edwin?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I got a letter before Eddie. You get to the story, Christy. We were talking about Buzz Aldrin last week. Great American, by the way. He famously was, what, second guy on the moon?
Allegedly, huh?
Not allegedly.
Boy.
Oh, there's a great video of him punching a guy out that claims it was fake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Bring it, old man.
Him assaulting a man.
You know, he should have just kicked the guy in the balls.
I'd wear him out.
The point of the story is I got this letter.
60 years of anger.
Says, Buzz has called Buzz because his sister had a speech impediment, and she would call him Buzzer instead of Brother, and it was shortened to Buzz, which he made his legal name in 1988.
Wow. There you go.
There you go. That's a sweet story.
He's a pothead. We all know it.
Buzz wrote on social media, I'm pleased to announce that my longtime love and partner, Dr. Antka V. Farr, F-A-U-R, 63, and I have tied the knot.
Jamie Farr's sister.
She apparently worked for his company since 2019 as an executive vice president.
Congratulations, sis.
He's a PhD in chemical engineering. We are joined in holy matrimony in a small private ceremony in Los Angeles and are as excited as eloping teenagers.
My sister married Buzz Aldrin at Tony Paco's. It was great.
It was a beautiful ceremony.
In Toledo, Ohio. You know, that poor bastard thinks he was on the moon.
They look very happy. It was a very sweet photo.
That is sweet.
I saw it.
Marriage number four for Buzz.
Yeah, so who's judging?
What an incredible loser.
I'll tell you what. If she gets pregnant, kill it. It's a space monster.
Oh, he came back an alien. Gosh.
That's a wild joke. I just saw the chest bursting scene. I sent it to Josh on from Alien. First. Remember how shocked scared we all were when that thing came out?
Yeah.
John Hurt's baby.
Were you in the theater, like, rubbing your sternum?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Tom.
I went to that movie by myself, and after that scene, I left.
Is that right?
I've never seen the end of that movie.
It's scary.
That was the scariest thing I'd ever seen. I literally left.
Sigourney Weaver.
I remember the name of the movie theater.
I'm more shocked you went to a movie by yourself.
I forget, whenever that came out, that was a long time
ago. Tom's comfortable doing that.
No, but I forget the occasion, but I was terrified.
I was scared to death by The Omen. I didn't mind The Exorcist. I didn't mind any of it, but The Omen scared the hell out of me.
You mean the movie where they actually cut off David Warner's head?
Yeah, evidently David Warner, you want the role or not, I guess. So,
in any event, happy wedding to Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, that's very
sweet. Number four. So he was, of course, the second man on the moon, and she'll be known as the fourth wife on Buzz. Now, what does this mean for mankind?
Can we just be happy for them and move on?
No, Buzz is he's a great guy.
He had a lot of play.
Brilliant engineer, went to
plastic
MIT.
Plastic surgery, though. I barely recognized him.
Nobody can drive a train like Buzz can. What's coming up, Christy? He's an engineer, you said.
At 93, by the way, they don't put the till death do us part thing in there.
It's a
little redundant.
Too close.
You take this man for a little bit. The rig stops.
Or until next week.
guy looks at his watch.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.